Design Principles for School Communications by Gitani Haveo, read by Kirk McDavitt, Chief Voice Officer at EKG Collective. Practical Design for Everyday Communication. What does G mean by design? By design, she means the principles that make information findable, understandable, and actionable. Even when your reader is distracted, tired, or reading on a cracked phone screen while dodging motorbikes, you already use these instinctively when you teach or host workshops. You pause on important points. You underline key terms. You organize the board so your learners can follow. Design principles just translate that teaching instinct into written communication, so your emails, assignments, and reports work as clearly as your lessons. Here's what happens when design breaks. Teachers reread your weekly update twice and still miss the deadline. Students submit incomplete work because they couldn't find the requirements. Parents email asking questions you just answered because the information was buried in paragraph 4. You end up answering the same question over and over, wondering why no one reads carefully anymore. But they are reading. They're just scanning for signals. And when every line looks equally important, their brain treats it all equally as background noise. 5 principles that fix this. The best part? They work for everything, whether you're writing to students, parents, staff, or your board. Principle 1, proximity. Related information lives together. Think about what happens when you scatter related details across a page. Your reader has to hold multiple pieces in memory while hunting for connections. Their brain is working overtime just to piece together what belongs with what. That creates cognitive load, and that mental effort is the enemy of clarity. Principle 2, hierarchy. Most important information is most prominent. Here's the reality. Your reader's eye is always looking for patterns, always asking, what matters most here? Hierarchy answers that question visually. When you make critical information impossible to miss through size, weight, color, or position, you are guiding their eye exactly where it needs to go. Principle 3, repetition. Consistent patterns create familiarity. When you use the same structure every time, same email format, same assignment template, same board report layout, something interesting happens. Your reader stops spending mental energy figuring out your format. That energy goes straight to understanding your actual content instead. Principle 4, contrast. Important things stand out from routine things. You've probably noticed this yourself. When everything is bold, nothing is bold. Contrast is what helps your reader distinguish urgent from routine, required from optional, action from context. But it only works when you save strong contrast for what genuinely deserves that level of attention. Principle 5, white space. Intentional emptiness improves comprehension. White space isn't wasted space. It's breathing room. It groups related information together, separates different ideas, and keeps your page from feeling overwhelming. Think of it as the visual pause that helps your reader process what they are seeing. For the before and after section, please refer to the article for the proper examples. But first, you need to see where clarity breaks down. Before you can apply these principles, you need to diagnose where your current communication is failing. And G has a powerful mapping technique to recommend, journey mapping. Journey mapping shows you your reader's step-by-step experience, including every emotion and obstacle along the way. But first, let her show you what journey mapping actually looks like in practice. Refer to the article for the proper video. The Nielsen-Norman Group has a great explainer on journey mapping fundamentals, and if you're not familiar with them, they are the gold standard for user experience research, because your community members are users of your communication systems. Now here's how to adapt this for school communication. Number 1, pick one specific communication, a weekly email, assignment template, board report. Number 2, List every step your reader takes to find information or complete a task. Number 3, note how they feel at each step. Confident, confused, frustrated? Number 4, identify where negative emotions appear. Number 5, put AI to work. Once you've identified pain points, use AI to help you brainstorm solutions. Those negative emotions reveal design problems you can fix with the 5 principles we just discussed. For example, if your journey map shows teachers getting frustrated at step 3, scroll through email to find link to form, that's a proximity problem. The link should live right next to the instruction, not 3 paragraphs later. If it shows parents feeling uncertain at step 2, figure out which date applies to my child, that's a hierarchy problem. The most relevant information isn't prominent enough. Your move this week. Journey map 1 communication you send regularly. Pick something, a weekly email, assignment template, or board report. Recruit 3 actual readers. Watch them try to find 3 pieces of information. Time them. Note where they struggle. Then ask yourself, which of the 5 principles would fix each friction point? To help you get started, G has created a journey mapping quick start guide that's easy to share with colleagues so you can work together on this. Download the toolkit on the article. What's coming next? This is just 1 piece of the puzzle. Over the next 4 weeks, we'll build on these 5 principles, exploring how to make them work in real school contexts, how to implement them across your communication systems, and how to get your team on board without adding to anyone's workload. Next week, part 2, visual hierarchy, making priority obvious at a glance. The complete Design for Clarity mini course with video walkthroughs, interactive templates, before and after libraries, and implementation tools will be available at the end of this series for those who want the full system. For now, go map 1 journey. You'll be amazed what 15 minutes of observation reveals. Thank you for listening.